1 month after Washington voters rejected a carbon tax, Governor Jay Inslee has proposed a new one. It's part of his proposal to raise $3 billion for schools in Washington. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Fighting climate change has been a priority for Inslee since before he became governor, but he's had little luck getting his proposals through the legislature. His latest plan would raise the price of gasoline by about 25 cents a gallon. Inslee would funnel some of that carbon tax revenue into environmental and job programs, but most would go to education.
It's time to fully fund education. It's time to end the 30 years of underfunding education, and I'm committed to doing that in 2017.
Republicans and business groups have fought previous carbon proposals. Brandon Huskeeper with the Association of Washington Business says Inslee will face an uphill battle with this one, too.
If we're serious about reducing emissions, then we need to design a program that will put the dollars back towards investing in the technologies to further reduce the emissions.
Becky Kelly with the Washington Environmental Council has a more favorable view of the carbon tax, but she agrees it won't make it through Olympia easily.
The only way that something like this would move forward is in the context of the desperate needs for K-12 education funding as well as mental health.
Climate scientists say the need to reduce emissions is also getting desperate. The incoming Trump administration is dismissive of climate science. For the next 4 years, government action for the climate will probably be limited to individual states and cities. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.